Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press. It's Friday, April 19th. We're on our way to 100 Center Street for the Trump trial, day four of jury selection, and presumably the last one, because yesterday, after first losing two jurors, get to that in a moment, didn't lose them. They were excluded, one by request and one not on request. At the end of the day, they got to all 12 jurors and one alternate because both sides, but Trump first, ran out of peremptories. But the issue of them losing is why I'm starting this a little earlier, because the judge admonished the press not to report prospective jurors' answers to questions, I think it's 3A and 3D, where do you work and where did you work? And I want to say that voluntarily, because somebody said they worked at the somebody worked at a relatively smaller private school, said, you know, probably you could figure out who they were. Now, you work at Sloan Kettering or KPMG. It's a totally different thing. Anyway, it's up to them to make sure that things, that what's said in court can be reported. Now, some readers are like, well, you should just know. But then it's a very slippery slope. Like, each side, for example, if somebody's answers showed that they were a big supporter of Trump, there are many people that would say, whoa, you edited that out so they could get a Trumper on there, and vice versa. I think the clearest answer, I don't judge people, I understand. I'm very concerned. I don't know if I want to be a juror on it. I think jurors have a right. It's up to the judge. The judges have to set it up. In Kaplan's case, when they did Carol Trump, there was an anonymous jury, and they were brought in by vehicles, but there was no attempt to tell the press what they could and couldn't report. If you don't want to report it, do it at a sidebar or in the back room. I don't know, and then we can challenge that. But to create this vague warning is not consistent. Now, I've written to a couple places this morning to see whether brighter legal minds than me want to get in, you know, what they think of it. Now, in other news, in the SDNY, Avi Eisenberg, long trial, convicted. Convicted, convicted, convicted. Commodities fraud, code is law, not so much. Law is law. That's what people are saying. And also, Menendez, it looks like it's a go. Looks like it's a total go, although since my last reporting on that, once again, counsel to Dabes has asked for a one-week adjournment of the trial, which is supposed to be May 6th. I don't think that Judge Stein's going to give it. I just don't see it. Anyway, I got to watch out as I cross the street. To be continued, Inner City Press.